Now, as you would have heard in our news yesterday evening, there are growing concerns that workers will be compulsorily laid off by Costal in Abbeyfeel. Many Kerry people are employed in the West Limerick plant, but the scale of the timeline of any layoffs are not yet known. Now, in March, it was confirmed 85 workers at the plant had taken voluntary redundancy following the news that the demand for onboard chargers for electric cars, which are made at the factory, has been lower than expected. Now there is talk that perhaps maybe that production might be transferred to Costal in China. Now, we've asked the company for any comment in relation to these reports. No response from them as of yet. But with me on the line is Fine Gael councillor in Abbeyfeel, Liam Gavin, who himself worked in Costal in times gone by. Liam, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme this morning. Listen, first of all, tell us, look, what are you hearing and what do you know and how worried are you about this emerging situation?
Ah, look, Jerry, of course you'll be worried. Look, anyone that knows the geographical area of Abbeyfeel, we're very much reliant on Costal. By the way, Costal was a great, you know, it was a superb employer in the 80s and, you know, the 90s and the 2000s. A lot of couples, a lot of young families built their houses out of it, and a lot of couples sent their children to school and to college. So it has been a great employer to West Limerick and North Kerry. Unfortunately, when I was there was upward of 1,700 people working in the plant in Abbeyfeel. Costal Ireland, they built the second plant in Mallow, and a lot of transfers, people move from Abbeyfeel down to Mallow. And since then, really, you know, Abbeyfeel has, the numbers have dwindled, you know, down through the years. The workforce is somewhere between 300 and 300 people that work in Monaghan now in Abbeyfeel, which is disappointing to hear. You know, what's happening in relation to the jobs that are going to China is, you know, it's rather disturbing. And that's the trend that's going to continue, I feel, in a lot of the multinational companies in this island because of the cost of living, the cost of the SBE, and the cost of everything the cost just to do business in this country is getting very, very expensive. And I think that's a massive challenge for government or whatever government will be in to try and to control that.
And that is the aim, I suppose, here. Would you like to hear more from the company or figure out what's going on? I know that SIP2, the union, are looking to try and meet with them as they did when the voluntary redundancies were announced over the last number of years, that they're looking to see what exactly is happening here, Liam.
There is, look, and I suppose, Jody, that's the first thing I would ask, is that the union sit down with management and vice versa. I think that's the first thing. Look, that's like the dispute there last week where they were outside the school gates for caretakers and secretaries. Unless we sit down around the table and have round table discussions, we're not going to solve the problem. But, you know, the problem, I don't know, is there any solving in this problem, but at least get out there and get the word out to the employees, particularly the people that are going to be affected, the people that have mortgages in their houses, the people that are relying, you know, to put the food on the table, who are now working in Costal. They need to be told. They need to be told how soon is this going to happen. They need to be told when is it going to happen. They need to be told how many are going to be made redundant. Unfortunately, at the moment, in fairness to Costal and Costal management, they haven't got that time frame for a couple of reasons. We don't know when the Chinese will be ready to take the line, is the first thing. And the second thing, we don't know when all these customers will be ready for the changeover. And there's a lot of customers involved here when you're talking about a line inside in Costal, all the stakeholders. The second thing is the volume of people and the amount of people that are going to be affected in Costal. That needs to be shared. But look, that will be, I've no doubt, because in fairness to Costal, I want to acknowledge this. In difficult times, Jerry, when the downturn came, Costal, you know, did what they could to keep the doors of that plant open.
Yeah.
In COVID times, they went beyond the call of duty that time to keep the doors open. And that needs to be acknowledged. I suppose, you know, we'd like to see, look, we'd all like to see jobs created there, but unfortunately in this case, it is going to be reduced. And that's the sad part about it this morning.
Yeah, it is. And look, as you mentioned, there are huge numbers of people in West Limerick and Kerry who have benefited over the years, who work there still, who have worked there. They built their houses, they put their kids through college, all through the work that they did and the success they made of the company. And it is a company like any others that operates in the international market. They're making commodities for electric cars, and it's an open economy, it's an open market, and manufacturing can move. So that's the realities of the situation. You would hope, Liam, that maybe there's two lines in there now at the moment, that one could be kept so that the situation will be kept
absolutely
going.
Look, and I'd be hopeful that, you know, the remaining jobs will be kept there. But if I can make just one call this morning, we have, and it's not having the political throwing political ball at anyone. But we have four ministers representing Kerry and Limerick, and Limerick is straddling the Kerry border, as we know. Like, I would like to see, for example, last Monday morning it took me 5 minutes short of 2 hours to go from the square in Abbey Field to the Kerry Square in Limerick. That's a 50-minute drive normally. It took me an hour and 55 minutes. And I would be asking, if we are trying to encourage the multinationals into the larger towns, the likes of the Aberfields and the Castle Islands and the Listowels in the case of Kerry, if we want to encourage those multinationals, we have an airport in Kerry, we have an airport in Shannon. We are ideally strategically located, but our road network is far below standard. The Adair bypass, the Aberfield bypass, Newcastle West bypass, and in general our road network is far below standard. And it takes such time as we get that up and running, and I would be calling on the two ministers this morning, the Minister for Transport and the Minister for Jobs and Enterprise, if they're interested in creating work in rural Ireland, particularly the larger towns, and forget, like, for example, the city of Limerick is now a choking point. Between the colleges, between the multinational companies that are down there, it's now a choking point to try and get in and get out. Now we have a town, or the towns, the larger towns in those two counties that I'm after mentioning, we have plenty of land banks available for development. We have plenty of land banks available for multinationals. But until such time as we have the government that's interested in employment and creating employment in the larger towns, that will not happen. And that is a call that we make this morning. We have Norma Foley, we have Michael Gilleray, we have Minister Donovan and Minister Collins representing the two counties for the rural people. It's fine to stand up and be talking and be heard of. But if they want to do something meaningful for the people that are living in rural Ireland, i.e. Kerry and Limerick, we need to create jobs, multinational companies, where we have a proper road network, and it's well below par at the moment.
Okay. All right, Liam, listen, thanks very much for giving us your view on that. That's Liam Gavin there, Fine Gael councillor in the Newcastle West local electoral area, municipal district, and talking to us about the concern over those jobs in Costell. As I said, we've got on to the company looking for comment in relation to this. We'll see what happens, and we're in contact with SIP2 in relation to their hopes for a meeting with regards to what is to happen. Give us your views on it, 0667123666. And if you have a view on what Liam says there about regional development and even that point of the growth of Limerick as a job centre, college, all those sort of things, where we need a better regional spread perhaps into West Limerick and North Kerry, give us your thoughts on that.